我们今天晚上开始要来看约珥书。
好 ，This evening we want to begin with the book of Joel。
当我们看约珥书的时候
，As we look into the book of Joel，
我们不像读新约的书信或者是旧约的历史那样子那么清楚明白的抓到主向人说话的目的。
Unlike as we do read in the New Testament or the historical books in the Old Testament, we are not able to very clearly grasp on to the purpose of the Word of God spoken.
尤其是我们读约珥书的时候。
Especially when we read the book of Joel.
好像好广大的事情摆在那里，你又不知道他要表达什么。
It seems as if there was a very grand picture placed there, yet we are not very sure what it is trying to express to us.
但是当主的灵在我们里边动一下的时候
，Yet when the Spirit of the Lord moves even a bit within us，
而我们看到约珥书虽然是很短的几章的经文
，We're able to see even though the book of Joel is only merely a few chapters long，
但是确实吧，神在地上所要做的事情的整个的规模给我们去接触上。
Yet we're able to come into contact with the entire structure of the work of the Lord upon the earth.
如果弟兄姊妹留意到我们最近一直读这几卷圣经的时候，你会发觉我选这几卷书来读的那个目的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you have paid attention to the recent books we have been reading together, you will notice the purpose of my choice of these few particular books.
因为从历史的眼光来看，这些先知书所说到的事情都是说到神的子民在地上，在人的眼中看来是没有路走。
That is, in man's view, according to their perspective, the people of God, in their future on earth, there is no path for them ahead.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
尽管人的眼中所看出来的结果是那样的可怜和悲惨。
Even though in man's view, the future ahead is so pitiful and sad.
但是神却是在每次说话的时候，给神的百姓的那个结局总是一个亮光。
Yet each time when God speaks, he does show us a very glorious end to his people.
而一个神要恢复他们，回到神起初拣选他们的目的的那个亮光。
That is the light which God shows us that he will restore his people according to his original purpose when he chose them.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那我们今天开始来看约珥书的时候，这个事情就更明确的给我们了解了。
Now, this evening, as we begin reading the book of Joel, this matter is even more evident to us.
圣经没有很清楚告诉我们约珥大概是什么时候的人。
The scriptures does not clearly tell us in which time period Joel lived.
好像神完全都没有提这样的事情。
It seems as if God have completely not mentioned this matter at all.
但是从犹太教一直传递下来给人的一个领会。
But this is the tradition, understanding that has passed on to us for us to understand according to Judaism.
约珥好像是在犹大当中很早很早就替神说话的人。
Now, Joel seems to be a person who spoke very early on in the history of Judah.
你找不到他的出处。
We cannot see his background, where he is from.
你也找不到他也还有其他什么的工作。
And there is no other recording of what other work Joel has.
但是神确实用着他说了一些话很重要的。
Yet God has used Joel to speak very important words.
篇幅只有三篇。
Now the book itself only has three chapters.
但是里头的信息是非常重要的。
Yet the message within is very important.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们读约珥书的时候，一开头你只是看见有那么一件事情给说明。
Now when we begin reading the book of Joel, there is only this matter that tells us.
我们看第一章第一节。
If we look at chapter 1, verse 1.
耶和华的话临到比图尔的儿子约珥。
The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel.
就是那么简单的一句话。
It is a very simple sentence.
但是这一句话里头就说出一个非常重要的事。
Yet within this sentence, it tells us of a very important fact.
头一件事情就是神说话。
Now, the first thing, of course, is the word of the Lord, God spoke.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神没有停止向他的百姓说话。
God did not cease speaking to his people.
那第二件事情我们就看到了。
The second thing we are able to see.
神是借着一个叫做约珥的人来说话。
God spoke through this person named Joel.
那约珥是谁呢？
Now who is Joel?
没有几个人知道。
Not many know.
关于他的事情明知道的人不多。
Those who know about Joel are not many.
甚至可以说根本就不知道。
Now actually you can say nobody knows about Joel.
但是这并不影响神的话借着他而带到神的子民的当中。
Yet this is no effect at all that this person is the vessel which God used to bring his word to his people.
照着犹太人他们传上来的说法。
Now according to Jewish tradition, what they say,
约珥大概是在约沙法做王的时候就开始说话了。
Joel spoke during the reign of Jehoshaphat.
那约沙法做王的时候
When Jehoshaphat reigned,
以色列是分开了南北两国了。
There was already a split of the kingdom of the northern and southern kingdom.
犹大当然没有太大的骚扰在那段时间。
Of course, during that period of time, there was not much disturbance to the kingdom of Judah.
就是以色列呢，在那一个时候好像也还能向别人展威风的。
Now, perhaps even at that time, the kingdom of Israel itself were able to have exert some force upon other nations.
因为当约珥做先知的时候
，That is because when Joel was a prophet,
在犹大这边是约沙法作王。
Now, it was Jehoshaphat who reigned in the southern kingdom of Judah.
在以色列那一边
，As for Israel.
你弟兄姊妹，我们读历史书的时候，我们就明白了。
Now then, brothers and sisters, we understand when we read the historical books.
那就是亚哈做王的那一个是那些年代。
That was when Ahab reigned.
那从国家的力量来看
，When we look at the strength of the nation.
当时南国也好，北国也好，他们遭遇外边来的攻击，不是说没有，但是并不很严重。
As for the disturbances from other nations to Israel or Judah during those particular times, exist, but not very heavy.
那如果我们又领会了当时的那个神的百姓的光景的时候
，And if we also come to understand of the condition of the people of God during that period,
我们就会问一个问题
，And then we'll ask a question.
在那样的时候
，Now during that period,
神借着约珥说的这些话。是什么目的
？What is the purpose of God speaking such words through
Joel? 神为什么用着约珥说这些话
？Why would God use Joel to speak these words?
从约珥所说的话里头
，And from the words spoken through Joel,
我们可以归纳一个大前提。
We're able to have this theme.
我们可以说，他约珥的那一个所说的话是围绕着一个好大好大的题目。来发表的。
Now we can say the theme which Joel speaks on it surrounds a very, very big picture.
那大题目是什么呢
？What is that grand scheme?
我们读约珥书，我们很容易就发现那一个秘密的。
When we read the book of Joel, we can discover that secret very easily.
因为在约珥书里头接二连三的说了这一件事情好多遍了。
Because throughout the book of Joel, this matter is mentioned.Repetitively.
那就是说到耶和华的日子。
And that tells speaks of the day of the Lord.
耶和华的日子。
That is the day of the Lord.
那耶和华的日子是什么意思呢
？Then what does it mean with this term, the day of the Lord?
那耶和华的日子的意思很难用简单的话来说明。
Now, it is not very easy to describe the day of the Lord. Because when we see this matter, the day of the Lord, we'll discover a fact. This term, the day of the Lord,
是一段很长很长的时间
is in fact a very long period of time.
那在那么长的一段时间里头,
then in such a long period of time,
圣灵说那是叫做耶和华的日子,
the Spirit calls that period the day of the Lord.
那么这一段日子是什么事情呢?
Then what is this period of time about?
那从它的内容来讲,
as for the content of this period,
耶和华的日子乃是说到很严重的姑且这样说吧, 灾难的日子。
Now the day of the Lord, we can in essence put it this way, that the day of the Lord is the days of tribulation.
从正面来说, 你可以说是神在人中间实行追讨的日子。
Positively speaking, you can say that is the day which the Lord is chastening for the people.
那么耶和华的日子从什么时候
Then when does this period, the day of the Lord, begin?
这样我们如果我们从约珥先知书来说,
if we look at it from the book of Joel,
它是从一些零零碎碎的, 犹大的历史来开始,
it starts with bits and pieces of the history of Judah.
但是那个我们只能说只可以说是序幕,
but we can only term those events as the prelude to it.
但真正的神的说的耶和华的日子的开始呢?
But when we are strictly speaking, when is the beginning of the day of the Lord?
在约珥说话的时候没有开始。
That time period does not begin during the time when Joel spoke.
在约珥以后好多好多的年日之后也还没有开始。
Even many, many, many years after Joel spoke, that period, the day of the Lord, did not begin yet.
那如果我们这样看起来,
if we see it that way,
那耶和华的日子这一个事实对约珥书来说, 那是一个顶大的预言啊。
Then the day of the Lord, as far as the book of Joel is concerned, it is a very important prophecy.
这个预言主要的内容乃是指着神的百姓给神暂时的放在一边。
The important message of this prophecy is that God will temporarily put his people aside.
一直等到神把他们恢复到神起初为他们所安排的那一个旨意。
Until the time when God will restore unto them the will which God has called them unto.
因此我们要先就留意到我们读约珥书的时候我们发觉有些事情。
Therefore, we need to take note of this because when we read the book of Joel, we'll see certain events.
约珥当然说了。
Of course, Joel spoke it.
在当时好像也发生一点和他很有关系的事。
And perhaps certain events that took place during Joel's time coincided with the words which he spoke. But when we pay careful attention to the word of Joel,
那在约珥日子前前后后发生过的事情, 都不是约珥在这里说话的那个主要的事情。
Then we'll discover the events that took place before and after Joel spoke are not the events that Joel is prophesizing about.
那我们就碰到一个在读先知书的时候所常碰到的问题。
Then we'll enter, have a question of a, oftentimes we have when we read prophetic books.
特别是读小先知书。
Especially during the minor prophets.
我们以前也稍微提过。
And we somewhat mentioned about this before.
我们在旧约先知书上头常常会碰到有这样的事情。
Oftentimes we'll encounter these things when we read the prophetic books.
你如果用文字上面去解说的话，你根本是没办法解说的。
If we try to interpret the word by the letter of it, we cannot do so at all.
因为文字和事实 一直对不上头来的。
Because the letter of the word and the events in history does not match up.
但是你要看到神说话的时候说得非常的那个确实。
Yet when we see God speaking, he is very assured.
那你怎么去领会神当时说话的意思呢?
Then how can we come to understand the purpose of God's word?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
过去已经很多弟兄给我们都提过了。
Now before many brethren have mentioned this to us.
在神的工 手里头所做的工,
in the work, in the hand of God's work.
神常常叫我们看见, 他说出一些话来,
many times God shows us the words which He has spoken. All these words will be fulfilled. Yet the fulfillment of these words would not be fulfilled immediately right away. It shows us that first, partially, His words are fulfilled.
但是你看清楚, 又好像跟神所说的话,
Yet, when we look very clearly, carefully, then it seems as it does not match up with the Word of God.
等到再过一些时间, 你就又读到一些话语,
and then, further on, we'll read some other words.
诶, 你说这不是 某某先知在那里说过的吗?
And then we'll question, oh, perhaps these are some words certain prophet have prophesied previously.
那个时候你就发觉,
and then we'll discover.
哦，也许某某先知在那个时候所说的话, 这个才是应验。
Perhaps now this is the event that prophet spoke of.
如果弟兄姊妹，当你特别读旧约历史的先知书的时候, 你读到这样的事情,
now, brothers and sisters,
你就知道这样的一种
When you read the prophetic books and you encounter what I'm speaking of, then you understand this condition.
所以在读经的人里头，会说是多重的应验，或者说双重的应验。Therefore,
the Bible scholars would say that in the fulfillment of God's prophecies, there are multiple or double fulfillments.
当神说过一些话,
God has spoken certain words.
一个不太远的时间，神让他有一些个应验。
In a near future of those of that prophecy, God will fulfill that prophecy.
但却不是全部的内容。
Yet it is not complete; it's only partial.
等到过了好多好多的日子。
Now after many many days,
神让一些事情显明出来。
Now God have other events unfold.
当你跟神的话语一对照,
when we compare that to the Word of God,
你发觉,
then we'll discover, oh, this is the purpose of God's words.
所以,
therefore, the scholars say this is the double fulfillment. From an immediate partial fulfillment to the complete whole fulfillment in the future. Now in the book of Joel, we can clearly see that condition. Now we thank our Lord. When we return and look back,
神在那里说到那个你们要预备那个耶和华的日子,
now when God says to prepare for the day of the Lord,
那么当我们一接触耶和华的日子,
therefore, when we come into contact with the day of the Lord,
我们就看到那个真正那个小应验在以色列人或者犹大人的身上是出现了。
We're able to see that minor or that partial fulfillment appear to the people of Judah.
但是那个大体的没有应验。
Now, but as a whole, it has yet to be fulfilled. In order for us to see the full fulfillment of it,
哎呦,时间隔了好久了,
we see that it is such a long period since.
因为认真地说起来,
because strictly speaking,
耶和华的日子是什么时候开始呢?
When does the day of the Lord begin?
是启示录的时候才开始。
The day of the Lord begins in Revelation.
那就是说,从灾难, 临在地上显出来的那个时候开始,
that is when the tribulation is manifested on earth. That is the time when that begins.
如果用启示录的圣经的章节来说的话呢,
if we are to use the Bible verse and scripture in Revelation,
启示录第六章里才开始,
it will begin in Revelation chapter 6.
开始到什么时候结束呢?
When will it end? It will end in Revelation chapter 21.
简单的来说,
simply put,
那就是从灾难,大灾难的时候开始,
that is, it will begin with the tribulation, the great tribulation,
一直到新天新地出现,
until the appearing of the new heaven and new earth,
或者说是一直到国度的最末了,
or in other words, at the end of the kingdom.
是那么长的一段时间,
it is that such a long period of time that is called the day of the Lord.
那这个是约书里头的一个很重的那个内容。
Now this is a very heavy content in the book of Joel.
但是现在问题来了。
But here's the question.
神当时用着约珥来说这样的话，跟犹大也好，以色列也好，当时的光景有什么关系？
What is the purpose of God speaking these words to the people at that time, to Israel or Judah? What is the reason for God's word?
因为当约珥所说到耶和华的日子的事情出来的时候，犹大不在了，以色列也不在了。
That is because when God uses Joel to speak of this matter of the day of the Lord, no longer does Israel or Judah exist.
那为什么神在那一个时候用约珥说这样的话呢？
Then why is it that God will use Joel to speak such words during that particular time?
这个是我们，除非你不读经，你读经的时候你不能不问的。
Unless you do not read the Bible, but if you do, you will have such a question.
神啊，你说这些话是什么意思呢？
God, what is the meaning, the purpose of your words here?
和当时的历史没有发生直接的关系。
It does not have a direct relationship with the history during that particular period.
对将来的历史好像还是很遥远。
And it seems still a far ways off from the history to come.
和近代人都没关系。
It has nothing to do with even us now.
神啊，你说这些话是什么意思呢？
God, why are you speaking these words?
读其他的先知书，我们会不会这样发问？这个我们不知道。
Now, I don't know if you have the same question when you read the other prophetic book.
就看我们每个人读的细不细的问题了。
Of course, that will depend on how carefully each one of us reads it.
但是读约珥书的时候，
but when you read the book of Joel,
不管你读的细还是读的不细，
whether you read it carefully or not,
这样的问题，
you'll have this question.
神啊，你在那一个时候说这些话，究竟你要对谁说啊？
God, you're speaking these words during this particular time. Who are you speaking to?
你说这些事情的目的在哪里啊？
What is the purpose of your words here?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这实在是一个叫我们感觉很困扰的问题。
Now, this is a question that will trouble us.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
但我们很细的去注意到神说话的时间、地点和你会发现神说话的目的。
When we're very careful in the time and the location of God's words, then we'll see the purpose of His speaking.
虽然那个目的和当时的人来说没有直接的关系。
Now, even though that purpose does not have a direct relationship to the people living during that time,
但是又不能说没有关系。
Yet we cannot say it is completely no related at all. Now you say, how can that be?
那我们再留意一下就好。
But if we take note of it, then we'll know.
那弟兄姊妹，刚才你听到了。
Now, brothers and sisters, you heard.
约珥说话的时候，
when Joel spoke,
在犹大大概是约沙法做王的时候。
When Joel spoke in Judah, it was about Jehoshaphat's reign.
在以色列那一边是亚哈做王的时候。
As for Israel's concern, it was Ahab's reign.
你说神在那一个时候用约珥来向他的百姓说这个耶和华的日子的话是什么意思？
Then if you question why is God using Joel to speak on the day of the Lord, what is the meaning of it?
你要是这对着当时的光景来说，你找不到答案的。
If you look at the condition during that particular time, you will not find the answer.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我们稍微留意到那一个时候的光景，
if we somewhat pay attention to the condition at that time,
我们大概能猜到，但是我不敢说绝对是，但是能猜到神当时为什么会说这样的话。
Perhaps we can guess and suppose this is why God spoke at that particular time, and I'm not sure of it, but that would be supposed that we can consider that.
那弟兄姊妹，你知道亚哈在以色列的历史的里头是最惹神怒气的一个王。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know Ahab was the king of Israel that incurred the most wrath of God.
把以色列带到神的面前悖逆的不是他。
It was not Ahab who brought Israel to rebellion before God.
但是把以色列带到神的面前最惹神怒气的是他。
But it is Ahab who brought the nation of Israel to incite the most wrath from God.
以色列离弃耶和华。
Israel forsook the Lord God.
起初只不过是用一个金牛犊来代替 耶和华的地位。
At first, they used the golden calf to take the place of the Lord God.
但是事情慢慢发展，发展，发展到亚哈的时候。
But as that continued to develop and develop until Ahab,
弟兄姊妹，你就发觉一个很严肃的事情在哪里。
Then brothers and sisters, you discover a very serious matter there.
整个的以色列就成了一个拜偶像的国家。
That is, the entire nation of Israel became an idol-worshipping nation.
而这些拜偶像的那个对象广泛。
And the idolatry that they worshipped was very broad.
几乎当时围绕着以色列的外邦人的偶像，全给以色列吸收回去了。
Now, pretty much all the idols of the nations surrounding Israel took to worship as their idol.
虽然以后亚哈以后做王的那些人他们实际的行动引神的怒气。
Even though those who reigned after Ahab in their actual actions brought about even more wrath from God,
但是从拜偶像的这一个点上来看，亚哈做以色列王的那一些日子是他们走到很高峰的时候。
But as far as idolatry is concerned, it was during Ahab's reign that he brought the nation of Israel to the peak.
这是以色列那一边的光景。
Now that is the condition with the nation of Israel.
但是犹大呢？
As for Judah,
弟兄姊妹，你当看到犹大这一边的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you see Judah,
你说犹大这一边没有什么太糟糕的事情啊。
Now perhaps you say it's not too bad with the nation of Judah.
那为什么神是用着约珥在那里说话，是把犹大以色列全包在里头，其中说话最重的对象还是对着犹大的。
Why is it then when God spoke, His audience not only included Israel and Judah, and even most of the message was toward Judah?
我们晓得约珥是犹大这边的先知。
Now we know that Joel was a prophet of Judah.
你留意他里面的话，好像连提都没有都提到以色列。
You can see perhaps in his message, he does not mention much of Israel.
都是指着犹大和耶路撒冷来说的。
It was all pointing at Judah and Jerusalem.
在地理环境上面所提到的事情，都是以犹大这一边的范围来说的。
Geographically speaking, all his messages are surrounding Jerusalem and the land of Judah.
但是为什么他的话是把整个的以色列都包括在里头呢？
Why then did all his message include the entire nation of Israel then?
那如果从做王这一个事实上面来看，
If we look at this point of being king,
约沙法不能说是一个坏王。
Now, we would not say Jehoshaphat was a bad king.
当然也不是一个好王。
Of course, he was not a good king.
但是就是不好不坏。
It was not good or bad.
那为什么会引出耶和华的日子那么严肃的内容出来？
Why would it bring about such a solemn term, the day of the Lord?
如果弟兄姊妹们，你对那个旧约的历史还有点印象的话，
Now brothers and sisters, if you somewhat have an impression of the Old Testament,
你知道有一件事情很重很严肃的。
You know there is a very serious matter.
那一件事情呢？
What is that?
你翻到历代志也好，列王记下也好，你看下去看到了，你就明白了。
Whether you get to the Kings or the Chronicles, when you read it, then you'll understand.
说到约沙撒王的时候，
When you talk about Jehoshaphat,
圣经说他还算是很蒙福的。
The scriptures record that he was still blessed.
所以不能说他是一个坏王。
So you would not say he was a bad king.
但是你看他所做的事情呢？
But when you see the matters which he did,
常常是跑出神的旨意的外头的。
Many times he would go outside of the will of the Lord.
所以你也不能说他好到什么地方。
So you cannot say he was very good.
但是无论如何有一个事实你没有办法改变的。
But there is this fact that you cannot change.
神在那一个时候对犹大来说是赐福的。
During that period of time, God blessed Judah.
如果你从外面来看，犹大在那个时候是蒙福的。
Externally speaking, you can see during that time, Judah was blessed.
虽然是受过一些 里里外外的骚扰。
Now, even though they would have disturbances within and without.
但是在整个的来说，犹大在神的眼中还是看为很宝贵的。
Yet, in the sight of God, Judah was still very precious.
我们就不，所以我们是觉得我们要问那个问题的原因就是在这里。
Then that is the reason why we must ask that question.
是为什么在那个时候说这些话？
Why is it then during this period of time God spoke those words?
当我们一读那个历史的过程的时候，
When we read the history,
你发觉一件事情是约瑟法做得非常非常非常的不合宜的。
You can see there is this event that Jehoshaphat did extremely, extremely inappropriate.
什么事情？
What was that?
历代志那里是这样记载。
This is the recording in the Chronicle.
神很大的赐福给约瑟法王。
God greatly blessed Jehoshaphat.
他自己那个能带出那一个繁荣和那个强大的事情以后。
After he grew strong and was prospering,
他做了一件事。
He did this one thing.
什么事情呢？
What was that?
与亚哈扎成亲了。
He made affinity with Ahab. He became in-laws with Ahab.
为他的儿子讨了一个亚哈的女儿。
For his son, he took Ahab's daughter.
那这一个事情呢？
And for this matter,
就造成犹大的历史里当中所发生的 一件很不简单的事。
This was not a simple matter at all, what he did.
但是在人看来，
But in man's view,
在当时并没有引起什么不太对的影响。
That did not bring about anything wrong or effects at that time.
但是我们不能不留意了。
But we must take note.
这一件事情。
Because of this matter,
在神的鉴察的里头，
under the search of God,
神就看到那一个非常可怜的后果。
Now God saw the very sad result because of this.
因着与亚哈家的那个联合，
because of this union with the house of Ahab,
神已经看见犹大非走下坡不可了。
God already saw that Judah surely will go downward.
他就看到犹大的路是只有越走越往下坡去了。
God saw that the future for Judah will only go downward.
但是这是我个人猜，就是在这样的一个光景的底下，神向他的百姓说话了。
Therefore, personally, I suppose it was under this condition God spoke to the people.
说什么话呢？
What is God saying?
说到他们的前途。
God spoke of their future.
从近处的前途来说，
For their immediate future,
他们再也没有好日子过了。
They would not have good days ahead.
那时候这样看来，那不是很悲惨吗？
Of course, with that view, it was very sad.
悲惨的是神的百姓。
It is sad for the people of God.
但是还有更悲惨的。
But even more sad.
那是神的地位在众人的眼中会落到一个什么的光景呢？
That is what would the position of God fall unto in the hearts of the people.
人家就指着这些神的百姓说，这个就是耶和华的百姓，他们所信的神没有管理他们，以致他们落到这样可怜的地步。
For the Gentile nations will point at the people of God and mock them and say, these are the people of the Lord, and God did not care for his people, and this is the condition that they are in.
那弟兄姊妹留意了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
我这样说啊，这一个原则不单单是指着当时的犹大。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. When I put it this way, this principle not only concerns the people of Judah at that time.
这也是历世历代的属灵的历史的。那一个原则。
Now this is also a spiritual principle as far as throughout history is concerned.
所有属灵的事情的往下坡走，总是有一个原因，而这一个原因的原则都是如此。
There is always a spiritual reason when there is a spiritual downfall, and this is the principle behind it.
外面还维持着和神的关系。
Externally, you still sustain the relationship with God.
里面已经与神中间发生了阻隔了。
Yet within, there is already a hindrance between God and you.
那所以神在那个时候用着约珥来说话。
Therefore, God spoke through Joel.
一说就说到耶和华的日子。
When God spoke, he spoke immediately to the day of the Lord.
那你说一说说到耶和华的日子，那不是神的百姓什么 希望都没有了嘛。
If God spoke directly to the day of the Lord, then that means there's no hope at all for His people.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
耶和华的日子的起头，对神的百姓来说不是好事。
As far as the day of the Lord at the beginning of that period is not good for His people.
因为是神的管教。
That is because it's God's chastening.
是神的鞭打。
It is His scourging.
是神的惩治。
It is His punishment.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然是经过这样的一个经历。
Even though they go through such an experience.
但是到了耶和华的日子的结束的时候。
Yet at the end of the day of the Lord.
那是神在他百姓中间的旨意那一个完成的恢复。
That is the complete revival of his people in the will of God.
那因此你看到这样的事情的时候
，Therefore, when you see such a thing,
耶和华的日子又是一件好事了。
Then the day of the Lord is a positive matter.
但是我们所注意到的，哪是耶和华的日子这那么长久的时刻
？But our focus is on such a long period of time as the day of the Lord is concerned.
你说。属神的人真的是愚昧到要那么长久的时间才能把他们矫正回到神的面光底下吗？
Then you would question, would it take such a long period of time in order for God to adjust and correct His people back to Him?
我们不必说什么话。
We don't need to say any other words.
我们只看整个属灵的历史，包括旧约的下半段的历史，一直到今天。
But when we look at the history, the spiritual history from the end of the Old Testament even till now,
我们所看到的果然就是这样的回事。
And this is indeed the condition which we see.
那好，我们对约珥书有了一个大概的体会的时候。
Now we have a general understanding with the background of the book of Joel.
那我们就来看神对约珥当时说了些什么话。
Let us then see what are the words that God spoke through Joel.
那弟兄姊妹们，当你一看到神借着约珥向他的百姓说话，一开头的话都不是好事。
Now brothers and sisters, you can see even the beginning of the word of God through Joel is not a good thing.
但是神在说到那个具体的事实以前。
But before God speaks of the practical things,
神就说出一个原则性的提醒来。
God tells us a reminder that is has to do with the principle of a reminder.
我们留意第二节怎么说。
Let's take note of what verse 2 says.
他说老年人呢、啊、当听我的话，国中的居民呢、啊、都要侧耳听，在你们的日子和你们列祖的日子曾有这样的事吗？你们要将这事传于子，子传于孙，孙传于后代。
Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Have this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation.
用我们现在的人的话来讲，就是说，你回顾历史。
In today's words, is reflect on history.
又放眼将来。
And then look forward.
在那么长的一个时间的里头。
In such a long period of time.
你们有没有见过这样的事？
Have you ever seen this?
你们有没有经历过这样的事？
Have you ever experienced
this? 有没有听人说过这样的事？
Have you ever heard of this?
但是这事是要发生在你们中间。
But this is going to take place in your midst.
当这事是发生在你们中间的时候。
And when this occurs in your midst.
你们的要好好的把它一代一代一代的往下传。
Then you must share this with your generation to the next, to the next.
那为什么呢？
Why do you do this?
弟兄姊妹，这就说出神的目，说话的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this tells us of God's purpose of speaking.
要叫你的子孙很明确的要从这些事里头看到这些事情的源头是什么。
So that your sons, your descendants would see very clearly what is the origin of these things.
因为这里说到这些事情的时候，是说到那个事情是非常非常的沉重的。
Because of the matters that are recorded here, they are extremely serious.
那就是说，你们的先祖没有碰过这样的难处。
That is, your fathers never encountered such hardship.
但是你们和你们的后代要面对这样的难处。
But this is a difficulty that you and your descendants will face.
啊，你也许人就要问了。
Now perhaps others will ask.
神，那为什么你这样苦待我们？
God, why will you treat and mistreat us this way?
啊，这些话神在后边就说了。
Now later on, God will tell us of this.
但神在这里就先提醒他的百姓。
But first, God reminds His people.
从你们实际的环境的经历的里头。你们要学会看见神的手。
In the actual experience which you're going through, you must learn to see the hand of God.
并且从你看见神的手的事上面去回想神说的话。
And when you experience from the hand of God, see His hand at work, you must reflect on the words which He has spoken.
千万不要以为说，哦，这是偶然发生的事情。
Never think that this will happen by circumstance.
我们很不幸就活在这一个时候就碰上了。
It is unfortunate for us to live in this generation, so we encounter these things.
这是人的心思里头最容易出现的那一种。
This is a very easy response we'll have in our hearts when we encounter such things.
但是神说,
But God says,
千万不要落到这种反应里。
Never fall into this response.
要用很认真的态度来看你们所面对的那些事情。
But use a very serious attitude to see what you are facing.
那么他们要遇见什么事情呢?
Now what is it that they will encounter?
神在这里就说了一个好像讲故事那样子。
Here it seems like God is telling us a story.
我们也肯定。
And we are sure.
在那一段时间里头，犹大国也许发生过一次这样的蝗虫的灾害。
Now, during this time, perhaps the nation of Judah also have experienced this devastation from the locusts.
不过圣经的历史上头没有记下来。
But the Bible did not record this history for us.
但是呢，我们相信在那个时候是有这样的事情发生过。
But we do believe this event would have taken place during that time.
那因着这一件事情
because of that event,
神就说出一串的话了。
God spoke these words.
那当时他们是说了什么话呢？
What did he say?
他们就神就说
God said,
剪从剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。
That which the power worm have left,The locusts eaten, and that which the locusts have left, have the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm have left, have the caterpillar eaten.
严格说起来，那是什么回事呢？
Strictly speaking, what is this about?
如果从自然界的现象来说，我们知道，这就是那个对农业来说是个非常非常厉害的灾害了。
Naturally speaking, this would be a devastation as far as farming is concerned.
那就是蝗虫的灾害了。
And that's the devastation from the locust.
弟兄姊妹们，也许我们生活在美国没有机会看到蝗虫的。
Now, perhaps for us living in the U.S., we will not have encountered locusts.
我们在中国南方长大的人也很少看到蝗虫的。
For those who grew up in southern China, you would have not encountered too many locusts.
在中国的北方，特别是在西北，那么看见蝗虫的机会就很多的。
But if you live in the northern part of China, especially in the northwest of China, you'll see much locusts.
我很有幸见过一次。
Now, I was very fortunate to see it once.
那时我到河南那边工作。
That was when I was working in Henan.
那个时候刚好就碰到有蝗虫。
I encounter a swarm of locusts.
那时所有的人都给动员去灭亡了。
And they were afraid of the destruction at that time. And they got everyone involved to destroy the locusts.
哈，我是南方去的人，我只知道蝗虫有点像广东的蚱蜢。 但是就比咱们大很多。
Now I was from southern China, so from Canton, so I thought the locusts were like grasshoppers, but a little bigger than grasshoppers.
但是从来没有见过马那个王虫是那样威势的。
But I've never seen the how fierce the locusts are.
你到达那个外头去站在那里，你好像没看到王虫。
If you stand outside and you look and see, you don't seem to see the locusts.
你也不知道王虫是怎么一个模样。
And you don't know how locusts look like.
但是等会你就听到好像好多轰炸机要来的那种响声。
But suddenly you will hear from the swarm of locusts like helicopters the roaring.
嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡，那样子就是这样。
And you hear the buzzing and the swarm coming in this sound.
声音就由小到大。
And it will grow from quietly to greater
and greater. 但是那些熟悉的地方的人一声，来了。
But those who live in the area familiar, and they would recognize and say, here they come.
他们就指着一个地方。
And they will point in this direction.
我们这些外行人就说。
Now, for the foreigners like me, I don't know. And I say, what is it? And when they point that direction, I see a black shadow coming. But I don't know how great and fierce that could be. But gradually, when that dark cloud heads toward us, and then suddenly they are gone. Why are they gone? That is because the swarm now has come to the ground. And when they come to the ground, you don't see them above anymore. You cannot see them. But you can hear them around. What are they doing? You can hear the sound of their eating.
那是就是赶快往那个地方跑，拿着那些衣服啊，那个布条啊，或是什么反正可以打的东西，就一到那里就拼命往地上打。
Therefore, the people would struggle, just to get everything and clothes or any fabric or anything, and strike the ground and hit the ground.
但你可以打是可以打。
You can hit and strike them on the ground.
但是解决不太多的问题。
But that would not take care of the problem.
带回他们那个声音好像静止下来了。
And gradually you seem the sound has stopped.
呼，他们又飞起来。
And suddenly they will fly up again.
虽然地上有很多的蝗虫的尸体。
Yeah, even though you see many dead locusts on the ground,
飞上来的那些蝗虫还是一大堆。
But you can still see the great swarm that is above you.
但是有一个情况很明显的出现了。
But there is a very evident
condition after that. 蝗虫没有落地以前。
Before they come to the ground,
那里还是很青绿的作物。
It is still very green beneath you.
但是他们一飞起来的时候，
But once they fly away,
地上几乎什么能青青绿绿的东西都不见了。
Pretty much all the greenery on the ground is all gone.
那样厉害的蝗虫。
They are that powerful.
那当时耶和华一说就说到蝗虫。
So therefore, Joel begins by telling us about the locusts.
对别人来说，蝗虫是怎么样，我们不知道。
With others, maybe they are not familiar with what locusts are.
对我们广东人来说，蝗虫。
But for the Cantonese, and you say locusts,
我们理会它还算是尊重了它。
If we say that we somewhat know about them, we're giving them much respect.
我们不理解，不能理睬它，因为平常我们看的蚱蜢都是一只两只嘛。
That's because normally when we see the locusts like grasshoppers, just a few around.
但是哪里晓得是那样凶的。
But we won't imagine how powerful the locusts can be.
但是对犹太人来说，
But for the Jewish people,
这个事情不简单。
This is not simple at all.
为什么不简单呢？
Why?
第一，他们有经历。
First, because they have this experience.
虽然那个经历不一定是他们自己的。
Even though this experience may not be them their own.
是他们祖先的。
Their forefathers.
但是他们会知道那个厉害。
But they know how powerful this is.
那就是他们出埃及的时候。
That is when they left Egypt.
神叫蝗虫的在对付埃及人的那个事情，他们知道。
Now God used the plague of the locusts to deal with the Egyptians, so they know about that.
但是不是只有一个历史的问题。
But it's not only about history.
因为在摩西的律法的里头也对他们提到一件事情。
That is because in the law of Moses, this is also mentioned to them.
在生命记二十 If
you have a Bible concordance, you'll see then Deuteronomy
生命记的28章, Deuteronomy chapter 28,
verse 38,
那里你就看到一件事情,
there you will see
什么事情?
What is that?
神说啊,
God says,
你们如果是不听话,
if you will not obey,
神要叫王虫,
then God will send a locust for you to see about that plague.
那么我不知道以色列人进迦南以后,
now, I don't know if the Israelites have encountered the plague or devastation from locusts after they entered the land of Canaan.
说的事情来说呢,
but,
大概在那一个时候, 会不会有一次王虫的灾害?
But as far as I imagine, because the book of Joel mentions this, perhaps during that time, they would have encountered this plague of locusts. Therefore, Joel will use these words to bring about the message of God.
他怎么说的?
Now, what did he say?
他说剪虫剩下的王虫就来吃。
Now, which the palmer worm have left, have the locusts eaten.
王虫剩下的男子来吃。
And that which the locusts have left, have the cankerworm eaten.
男子剩下的, 马蚱来吃。
And that which the cankerworm have left, have the caterpillar eaten.
那换一句话来说,
in other words,
所有的植物都给这个东西吃光了。
All the plants are completely eaten by these insects.
但是我们要留意,
but what we must take note of,
几种情形,
these certain conditions that are mentioned here,
剪虫, 王虫, 男子, 马蚱,
whether it's the palmer worm, the locust, the cankerworm, or the caterpillar,
男子, 男子, 还有,
and these four insects,
那这些是什么呢?
What are they?
有那么种许许多多的那一种昆虫吗?
Now, do you have so many insects?
原来都是一种,
they are all one the same.
原来都是王虫,
they are locusts.
那些, 那些熟悉的人就给我们指出,
those who are familiar points out for us,
这里所如果从自然现象来看,
if you look at it from a natural phenomenon,
这里所出现的那么许多虫,
all these worms here,
都是王虫整个生活史的几个阶段,
these are the stages of growth of the locust.
那个剪虫啊,男子啊,那一些呢,是王虫的幼虫。
Whether it's the palmer worm or the canker worm, they are the early stage of the locust.
马蚱那是比较成为王虫以前的最后一个阶段。
And the caterpillar would be the last stage before they would transform to a locust.
换一句话来说,
in other words,
那王虫的灾一来,
when the devastation of the locust comes, there will be no peace on their land. In other words, if this generation of locusts would not devour you, the next one will.
下一代没有把你吃尽,
if the next generation will not destroy it, then the following one will.
那当然这个完全是从自然界的那一个原因, 来说出当时的情形,
of course, the locust speaks of the natural phenomenon to express this to us.
但是历史历代以来, 读经的人, 在这里把这一些自然界里头的现象, 也很实际的, 用在犹大的历史的上头。
But throughout the generations, the Bible scholars have used these different stages and throughout the historical events upon the nation of Judah.
因为我们读约珥书的时候我们会发现,
that is because when we read the book of Joel, we'll discover
里面说灾难的事情比其他的事情都多。
Within this book, it speaks of plagues much more than any other matter.
但是你说, 灾难只有王虫一样吗?
But would the tribulation be only confined to the worms or the locusts?
所以过去许多读神话语的人, 那么读到这里的时候，他们都有一个体会。
Therefore, those who study the Bible throughout have this understanding when they reach this passage.
因为接连到第二章的时候，他们看到一件事情。
That is because when you connect this with chapter 2, you'll discover.
就说出那些蝗虫是什么。
It tells us of what these locusts are.
他说那些蝗虫就是一大堆的军队。
That is because these locusts described to us in chapter 2 are army, are people, and they are army.
那如果这样一接上来的时候
If you connect it in this way
我们就看到这里所说到的那个蝗虫的灾害就不是单单指着自然界里边所发生的现象
Then we realize the devastation of the locusts here does not merely tell us of the natural phenomenon destruction that's brought about because of nature
而是借着那一种现象来说到他们在那一个战争的里边所忍受的那一种伤害。
But it is using this natural illustration to express to us the devastation, the destruction they'll face in warfare.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看得很有意思。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see it's very meaningful.
所以以前读经的人呢，他们就有一个这样的体会。
And the previous Bible scholars, they have this understanding.
因为底下说到那几种虫的那个阶段几种阶段的虫的那个形象啊，就在明明是在那里指着犹大所遇到的几次顶厉害的那个战争所带给他们的伤害。
That is because in these different stages of the insect here, it tells us.Records for us the utmost destruction that Judah has encountered in warfare to come.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里提到几种虫呢
？Here, how many insects are mentioned?
茧虫
There is the palmer worm, the canker worm,
蚊子
the locust,
蚂蚱
and the caterpillar.
是的
There are four.
这和大以理书上面所说到的犹大的前途的那四个国，那四个国的。那四个的王朝是非常有关联。
And then this will connect us with the four empires that Daniel tells us of, that the nation of Judah will go through.
那他们怎么来看呢
？Now how is that seen?
他们他看茧虫，就是看做是巴比伦。
If they look at the palmer worm, they will view that as Babylon.
然后接上来的蝗虫呢，就是波斯马代。
As for the locust, then that will be Persia Media.
蚊子呢，就是希腊。
As for the canker worm, then that will be the Greeks.
蚂蚱呢，就是罗马了。
Then for the caterpillar, that would be Rome.
那么这个在犹大的历史的里头。果然我们是看到他们要经过这四个王朝的非常厉害的那个征服和摧残。
Surely then we can see throughout Judah's history, we can see being conquered and destroyed by those four empires.
因为弟兄姊妹你在这里你会看你特别的看到这个。
Now brothers and sisters here, you can especially also see,
第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
先看第一节呢，先看第一节。
We can start with verse 1.
因为第一节最末后的时候就说，因为耶和华的日子临近了。
At the end of verse 1, it says, For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand.
说到那一日的时候呢
When it speaks of that day,
第二节的当中就说了。
In the middle of verse 2, it says,
有一对蝗虫。
It says, there is a swarm of locusts, a great people.
弟兄姊妹，你中文圣经你就看见小字里头说原文做民。
You can see in the footnote in Chinese, it says people in the original text.
它是有一对民，又大又强，从来没有这样的，以后直到万代也并没有。
A great people and a strong, there have not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations.
他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽，未到以前地如伊甸园，过去以后就成了荒凉的旷野，没有一样能躲避他们的。
A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你如果从这里翻过来看，看到第一章里面所说的蝗虫，就是指着军队来说的话。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you see the description here in chapter 2 and you connect that with chapter 1, you see the locusts as an army.
那很自然你就看到一场又一场一次又一次的那个战争是把犹大来践踏来伤害。
Very naturally then you can see it's war after war that these armies come and destroy and trod upon Judah.
那我们如果只是看到这里，我们已经可以看到前面是的确是非常非常的艰苦。
Now, if we see even up to this point, we can realize already how difficult and hard it would be ahead of them.
但弟兄姊妹非常有意思。
But brothers and sisters, very meaningful.
因为整卷书这个集中点是耶和华的日子。
That is because the entire book is focused on the day of the Lord.
那因此在耶和华的日子的里头，你就看到里头非常明确的指出一些具体的事。
Therefore, very clearly, you can see in the day of the Lord, there are very actual, practical things that are pointed out for us.
那说到耶和华的日子要发生的是什么大事？
Now, when it mentions about the day of the Lord, what great things will take place?
Now, 我先这样说一说。
Let me first put it this way.
如果我们真的是读清楚这个约珥书，
If we read very clearly the book of Joel,
弟兄姊妹们，你就可以看到一件事情。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
整个新约里头要发生的事情，全都在约珥书的那一个包括的里头。
Then all the events that will take place in the New Testament are included in the book of Joel.
弟兄姊妹，你说，哦，那这样约珥书是好重要了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you'll say, wow, then that means the book of Joel is extremely important.
约珥书的确是很重要。
Yes, the book of Joel is very important.
我一提出来，弟兄姊妹们你就知道了。
When I mention it, then brothers and sisters, you understand.
虽然它只是很简单的，好像从表面略过那样提到那些事情。
Even though it will simply just mention the point of it, throughout very simply.
但是你看到那是那一个是什么事情的时候，你就知道这个事情一点都不是说你在湖面掠过的一阵微风那样。
Then, brothers and sisters, you realize, even though it mentions so quickly like the passing wind, but you realize what it's mentioning is not, simple at all.
弟兄姊妹，你可以从约珥书的里头，你看见头一件大事。
Brothers and sisters, from the book of Joel, you can see the first great thing that will take place.
新约里头不能缺少的。
That is, this cannot be lacked in the New Testament.
不单是第一件事情不能缺少的。
Not only is this first thing that you cannot do without. 接连
所提到几件事在新约里头都是不能缺的。
But even to the other events mentioned after that, you cannot do without.
是约珥书虽然是很短。
Therefore, even the book of Joel is very short.
提到的问题都是很重要的。
But all the things that is mentioned is very important.
头一件事情就指出了人在神面前得救的路。
The first thing that it mentions is the way which man can be saved.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读罗马书也好，读启示录也好，
Brothers and sisters, when we read, the book of Romans,
我们都会留下一个印象。
We will have this impression.
求告主名的就必得救。
That those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
这话在哪里开始？
Now where is these words from?
约珥书。
It is from the book of Joel.
头一次出现约珥书。
The first occurrence of these words are from the book of Joel.
神在那里指出着。
God points out.
人来回到神面前的路。
That is the way back to God.
是人在神的面前重新得神悦纳的路。
This is the way for which man can be accepted of God once again.
那在哪里呢？
Now where is this recorded in Joel?
第二章。
Chapter 2.
最末了的那一句。
The last verse.
最末了的那一节的头一句话,
it is the first sentence in the last verse of chapter 2.
到那时候, 凡求告耶和华名的,
and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
这不是把新约里头那个很重要的一个事实在这里带出来了吗?
Does this not point out for us a very important truth in the New Testament?
那这是头一件事情。
This is the first thing.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
那就说到圣灵要来。
It tells us of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵全
It is the coming in full of the Holy Spirit.
不是像旧约的时候是个别的来,
it is not as in the Old Testament,
说清楚一点,
where the Holy Spirit will descend upon individuals.
旧约里头圣灵的工作是只是个别人做单位来在神的面前承接的,
in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit will work only in individual as individual units upon each one of them.
但是 来到新约的时候,
but as far as the New Testament is concerned,
弟兄姊妹你就看到一个叫做圣灵浇灌的一个事实。
Now then you can see it is the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit.
那就是五旬节, 圣灵降临的时候那一天发生的事情。
And then you can see this is the coming of the Holy Spirit that descended in the day of Pentecost.
彼得他们也在那里说,
and Peter also said,
这个就是应验了约珥书的话。
Now Peter did not say that this has fulfilled the words in the book of Joel.
彼得他们在那个时候只说这就是上约珥书所说的那个圣灵浇灌。
But what Peter is saying, this is what is spoken of in the book of Joel of the Holy Spirit.
那这个是说到圣灵要来。
This tells us of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵要来,
when the Holy Spirit shall come,
那是根据我们的主复活升天,
it is because of our Lord ascended on high.
在约翰福音里边, 我们的主亲自说过这样的事情,
our Lord himself told us these words in the Gospel according to John.
他去了圣灵就来,
when he has gone, the Spirit will come.
但是这个事情,
but this matter,
什么时候开始, 神明白的上人说呢?
When did God first tell this to man?
约珥书,
in the book of Joel.
那当然这里所说的是说到在国度的时候的那个全面性的事情。
Of course, what is speaking of in the book of Joel is during the kingdom when it is completely in full.
我们读到那里的时候我才和弟兄姊妹们来分析这件事。
When we get to that particular point, then we'll share upon that later on.
但是我们现在就说出五旬节的那个 是圣灵浇灌的那一个序幕。
But during the day of Pentecost, the pouring forth of the Spirit is a prelude to us.
并且圣灵浇灌的一个很重要的那一个原因。
And a very important reason for the pouring forth of the Spirit.
如果我们看使徒行传, 我们就看见好像是圣灵的恩赐在那里出现。
If we look at the book of Acts, it seems as if it's the gifts of the Spirit that appear.
但是如果我们翻到提多书那里去注意的时候,
but when we turn to the book of Titus to take note of it,
我们就看到圣灵浇灌那个重点不是在恩赐的显出。
Then we realize the point forth of the Spirit is not focused on the manifestation of the gifts,
而是重在我们重生得着
But it is focused on the point that we are born again and now we have received sonship. Apparently, this is a point that we cannot do without in the New Covenant. This is the second point mentioned in Joel. There's another event. It speaks of the revelation of the kingdom.
主的审判开始到国度显出。
The manifestation of the kingdom begins with the judgment of the Lord until the kingdom is revealed.
那也是在第二第三章的 那个十二节那里开始。
That begins with chapter 3, verse
12. 提到这样的事情。
That this is mentioned.
万民都当兴起，上到约沙法谷，因我要必坐在那里审判示威的列国。
Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about.
因为从审判列国这个事情就引出了整个启示录幕后的那一段时间所要发生的事情。
That is because the judgment of the nations will bring about the end events recorded for us in Revelation.
都在第三章末了那一小段的里头全包括在那里。
Now that is all included here at the last end of chapter 3.
列国围攻以色列。
The nations will surround and attack Israel.
主在荣耀中降临，来降服了那个与神敌对的势力。
The Lord will set foot on Mount Olivet and conquered all the opposition that opposed him.
那就说到哈马其多顿战役的前前后后了。
And that speaks of the battle before and after the battle of Armageddon.
然后就说到刚才圣经里面所说的在约沙法谷的那个审判了。
And then it comes to this verse here in the valley of Jehoshaphat where there will be judgment.
那约沙法谷的审判是什么审判呢？
Now what is this judgment of at the valley of Jehoshaphat?
当然我们知道这个审判就带进国度。
Of course we know this judgment will bring us into the kingdom.
而这个审判也就是马太福音25章里面所说的那个列国的审判。
This judgment is also the judgment of the nation that is recorded for us in Matthew chapter 25.
就是那个山羊跟绵羊的审判。
That is the judgment of the goat and the sheep there.
那然后国度就在地上建立了。
And after this, the kingdom will be established on earth.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
那这本书就是短短的是这三章。
Now the book of Joel is merely these short three chapters.
但在这三章的里边所包括的内容却是新约里头最重要的那几个部分。
Yet, it is the most important points for the new covenant that is included here in this book.
这新约里边所包括的几个部分对当时约珥时代的犹太人来说一点关系都没有。
Now then, these three important points that is included in the book of Joel as far as the contemporary people of Israel lived during that time, it has nothing to do with them.
但是弟兄姊妹，你从神在那一个时候说这样的话。
But brothers and sisters, when you pay attention that God spoke those words at that time,
你看到神是那样的把他的安排计划向他的百姓来说明。
Then you realize that God declares to them His arrangement and His plan to His people.
让他们看见，如果他们是继续愚昧下去的话，他们的前途是要经过这样曲折才会到目的地。
God shows them if they continue downward in this way, then their future would be very windy and crooked before they reach their destination.
但是若是他们当时能明白神说话的心意，
But if they were able to understand the purpose of God's words at that particular time,
他们能转回过来，不在神以外有所寻求，
If they will turn and seek after God with not seeking after another,
我们就能知道那个结局就完全不一样了。
Then we'll realize their end will be completely different.
这像什么呢？
How is that like?
这像我常常跟弟兄姊妹提起。
This is what I often mention with brothers and sisters.
如果犹大的后期每一个王都像约西亚一样。
As I mentioned, if the end of Judah would all the kings will be as King Josiah,
也许那个时候犹大就不会有碰到被掳的那个结果。
Then perhaps Judah will not encounter captivity.
因为弟兄姊妹你都记得很清楚。
Because brothers and sisters, you recall very
clearly. 神指过犹大被掳的事情是以什么事情做基础的？
What is the foundation that God points at for the captivity of the nation of Judah?
是以马拿西来做基础的。
God starts with Manasseh.
那换一句话来说。
In other words,
在马拿西的时候神就要把犹大交出去的。
That God was to hand Judah over even during the days of Manasseh.
但神没有交。
But God did not.
你说为什么神没有教？
And you question why did God not do so?
你找不到别的理由。
There's no other reason.
你只能看见一个。
You can only see one.
马拿西悔改。
That is because Manasseh repented.
因着马拿西的悔改。
And because of Manasseh's
repentance. 神就改变他的主意。
God changed his mind.
就让犹大继续站立在那里。
And allowed Judah to continue to stand.
然后就出来约西亚。
And then Josiah came forth.
约西亚没有悖逆。
Josiah did not rebel against God.
说犹大还要继续下去。
Therefore, Judah continued on.
那然后等到约西亚那几个儿子出来的时候。
And then after Josiah, his sons followed.
情形就越来越糟糕。
Then it got worse and worse.
他们是把神逼到一个地步，神不能再迟延了。
Now they have forced God to a point that God cannot delay anymore.
那如果我们这样体会到当时神在犹大最末被掳前的那一段日子的安排。
Now we take note of God's arrangement even before the years before Judah's captivity.
我们稍微可以领会神用着约珥在那一个时候说这些话的那个心思。
Then we'll somewhat come to understand the heart intention of God when He used Joel to speak these words at this particular time.
但是历史已经成为历史了。
Yeah, but now what is done is done. It's history.
不能改变的。
It cannot be changed.
但是历史所留下的法则。
But the principles left behind to us through history.
还是不住的在那里提醒跟随主的人。
Continues to remind those who follow after the Lord.
要我们看见神的那个安排是这样的往前去。
So that we see this is the arrangement of God as it heads forward.
我们也只有按照神的定义来跟上，我们才会叫神所要做的成全。
As long as we follow according to the will of God, then His will be done.
不然的话，
Otherwise,
犹大当年所走过的路也会成为我们今天的陷阱。
The path which Judah went on would also be our trap today.
最低限度拖延了神的时间。
At the very least, what it will do, it will delay the time of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他把约珥书留给我们。
Because God left to us the book of Joel.
到今天约珥书仍然把神当年说话的那个心思和目的向仰望寻求神的人来打开的。
Now the book of Joel is still open to those who look to him and seek after him today as the same purpose as when he spoke those words before.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神的百姓是从末落到神的怜悯里头得复兴。
The people of God through their fall and through the mercy of God they will be restored.
这是神的信实的表达。
This is the manifestation of God's faithfulness.
但是人在神面前那个愚昧呢？
But because of man's foolishness before God,
我们却不能不担心。
We must be concerned.
因为他们的愚昧也是我们的愚昧。
Because their foolishness would also be ours.
他们会走错路，我们也一样会走错路。
They went astray. Likewise, we can go astray as well.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
有一位这样怜悯等候人回转的神在那里。
There is this God that we have that is ever merciful awaiting for us to return.
我们有一个好大的安慰。
We have a great comfort.
他仍旧是我们的前途。
He still is our future.
他仍旧是我们的道路。
He is still our way.
他仍旧是我们所追求的目的和方向。
He is still the direction and our goal which we pursue after.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们今天晚上是先这样简略的把约珥书的那一个它的内容的概念先有一点的体会。
This evening, we'll just somewhat have an understanding of the concept of the items mentioned in the book of Joel.
上礼拜回来，我们就按照那个文字的次序来看比较细微的一点事。
Next week, when we return, we'll look into more detail according to the text.
我们仰望主，恩待我们。
We look to the Lord to deal kindly with us.
在他从前所说过的话，今天仍然向我们发出亮光。
That he will continue to shed light to us today through his spoken word.
我们有点祷告吧。
Let us have some prayer.